Martial Arts Movie Podcast.
Ha-ha! I threw that shit before I walked in the room!
Yeah! Featuring drunken Thai boxer, Will.
Too bad you will die.
The also drunken wrestler, Mark.
I said I don't want trouble!
And drunken karate master, Zero.
You've lost your boss.
And now...
I know kung fu.
You know, baby.
Fists of Fail.
All right, we're closing off the month strong. Well, right? Because this is clearly Yuen Biu's best movie, right? By far.
I don't know. I don't know if I would say it's his best movie. It's pretty damn good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So yeah, we're talking about Righting Wrongs. We're talking about The Prodigal Son, 1981 film directed by
Righting Wrongs is a great movie. So directed by Sammo Hung, action directed too. But yeah, the movie's great. That movie's fantastic too, but I definitely think Prodigal Son is Yuen Biu's best starring role film. From a lot of standpoints. I think that Righting Wrongs has better an action standpoint, but this movie is very entertaining from beginning to end, mostly because of the story.
The story is
very intriguing.
That's one of the things I wanted to talk about, is this movie was actually very easy to sit through. Mm-hmm. I found myself just fully engaged with the characters, with the story. And even when we get to the typical low points where the hero has been defeated and they need to now regroup, and the pacing kind of dies down, but it has to. I thought, oh no, it's just going to drag, and it's going to drag its way until the final fight. Mm-hmm. But surprisingly, it still kept my interest. So, kudos to everybody involved. Apparently, Wong Jing was one of the writers on this.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, famous Wong Jing, very wacky director. Apparently, he wrote a lot of the sillier, comedic, perverted stuff. So you can see where his comedy would come in. And I think that's what saves the lull in the movie when it shifts to more comedy. And all that perverted stuff I thought was hilarious.
Of course you did. There's a lot of comedy in the film. What really sells it is all the characters are very strong and very well developed throughout the whole film. I guess we could talk about the story. It's called Prodigal Son, but the American title was Pull No Punches, which is a terrible, terrible name for this movie.
I think both titles don't really work that well, though, right? Prodigal Son feels weird. He wasn't shamed or anything. He left mm-hmm. because of things that happen in the middle of the movie, and then he returns.
That's exactly what happens to him. He's kind of shamed, I guess we'll talk about the story since we kind of have to now.
Yeah, so please elaborate.
Really easy story to at first, at least. Yuen Biu is the son of some rich dude in town, right? Let's just describe it like that. And his parents, Yuen Biu's parents, don't want his son to get hurt, but they want to give off the illusion that he's a great fighter. So to kind of deceive his kid, deceive Yuen Biu into thinking that he's like a prodigy in kung fu. So they pay everyone in town to lose fights for him. So anytime that Yuen Biu gets in a fight, he always comes out victorious. Now he's in this disillusionment. Draw any parallels you want to McDojo life as much as you want here, because that's basically analogous to a lot of fake martial arts out in the world right now. But Yuen Biu thinks he's all that, but then he comes across Lam Cheng Ying, he works for the touring opera group, and for one reason or another he gets in a fight with him and gets badly beaten by him because Lam Cheng Ying is not willing to be paid off. And that's when Yuen Biu discovers I actually don't know any kung fu, let me try to learn some martial arts through him. And then the rest of the movie ensues after that. Right. This happens within like the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, like things start to snowball because he wants to actually get better at kung fu. It's kind of interesting because he is like essentially like a spoiled rich kid who gets humbled because he realizes that he's actually not a competent martial artist and he gets his ass handed to him.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a refreshing take that he realizes that he's wrong and he wants to be better, and so he's just basically following around Lam Ching Ying trying to get him to teach him. And basically what he does is, because he is the son of a rich father, the father buys the opera troupe and basically Yun Biao is now his assistant, whether he likes it or not. He's the assistant to Lam Ching Ying. Yeah,
and then there's not to go too far ahead, there's another, not, I wouldn't call him a villainous character, but he's kind of poised as the positioned as the like the antagonist of the movie. He's played by Frankie Chan. He is also kind of like the title of the movie is Prodigal Son, or in Chinese it's Bai Gazai, which translates to like a kid who's like basically almost analogous to that title, but like a spoiled kid who's like will kind of bring ruin to the family or something along those lines. That could be applied to the villain of the movie too, because he almost has a similar backstory that Yun Biao has. The only difference being that he actually knows martial arts and actually is really talented with it. So it's kind of interesting, like how they have like two characters with similar backstories. One's poised as the main character, and then one's the actual villain of the movie. Although he's not even a villain.
That's one of the things I like about this movie. He's the antagonist just because he wants to get better at martial arts. He sees that Lam Ching Ying is a good fighter, so he proposes, hey, let's spar. And because of that, he becomes the villain, but he's not a bad guy. He just actually wants to fight because he wants to get better. He has no ill intentions, but because of reasons that I don't want to spoil, like we'll find out why bad things happen in the movie. But it's not because he's essentially a bad guy.
Yeah. We can't obviously talk more about the story without spoiling things. So I'll say my history with this movie is I saw this a couple times like throughout the years. I love this film. Like I still think that this is probably Yun Biao's best film. Like it's one of Sammo Hung's better written films. Like maybe it's the combination of Wong Jing, his craft. I think that it never really dawned on me that it was supposed to be Wing Chun initially, and then maybe it's because I was younger, but then as I watched him, like, oh yeah, I guess this is Wing Chun. Like it makes a lot of sense because it's like Sammo Hung's style of Wing Chun. It's like different in a way.
Everything I know about Wing Chun is gonna be from the Ip Man movies because I saw those first essentially, and the visual style and language that Donnie Yen and his team put together to make Wing Chun visually accessible for audiences, like that's what I know. When I saw this, I was like, oh, interesting, this is Wing Chun too, but this is very different. It still feels a little wushu-y, a little Shaolin-esque, but I think that's okay, because what the movie does well is they literally explain to you their version of Wing Chun in the training montage at the end of the movie. Like they literally hold your hand through what their version of Wing Chun is. So that was like really, really good for us to understand.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was the whole point of this little tangent here. Is like the movie goes along a certain like rhythm, or like it feels like it's going down a certain path, and then about the halfway point of the movie takes a different direction. Not that it feels like a small detour, but like it's still ultimately like helping the main character develop his kung fu through one way or another. And then that's when we discover like, oh, there is Wing Chun, and then there's like another version of Wing Chun, and that's the version I like made this movie stand out to me, was that it's like Sammo Hung's style of Wing Chun. it's very don't get me wrong, right? Like Sammo Hung directed or like did the action choreography for It Man 2 and 3, but, and I think he did it for the fourth one too, but that dude, no, you know, like, the, like, oh, you, oh, sorry, I must be,
he did flop, 2 because he was in 2.
Okay, I flipped it around. Okay, what I meant is, yeah, like, Sammo Hung's style is, like, a lot more, like long distance, and it's harder to explain with that. Like, he has, like, long distance attacks, and, you know, he can close the distance, you know, whereas, versus, like, other Wing Chun films, martial arts movies, like, all Wing Chun, like, happens, like, in close quarters. Like, that's basically what you think of when you think Wing Chun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, it makes for good fight scenes a lot, you know, because it makes a lot of the fighting more dynamic, although you can totally argue the authenticity of the Wing Chun, though. But hey, it makes for good action, again, I think. Mm-hmm. Anyways, the point of this being, you know, like, I remember watching this back when and thinking, like, oh, we're taking a detour in the middle of the film. I wasn't in love with it at first, but I grew to like it. Like, I like we get to explore these new characters, we get to, like, dive into the already pre-established characters, and it takes a while for us to get back on track with the story, like, back to our A plot, but I didn't mind it so much.
Yeah, I like, yeah, well, that I kind of mentioned that earlier, like, I was surprised at the lull in the story, because, you know, the heroes have kind of been defeated a little bit, they need to now, you know, regroup and reassess. I was pleasantly surprised that I was digging Sammo Hung's introduction into the movie, because when that happens, he tends to take over the movie. Mm-hmm. At least in the Yun Biu movies we covered previously. Yeah. So I was getting worried. I was thinking that Sammo Hung's going to take over the end, and it's going to be, it's going to be Sammo Hung and Yun Biu to fight the bad guy together because Lam Ching Ying can't do it himself, or, you know, something along those lines. Yeah. Like, that's where I thought the movie was going, and thankfully it doesn't. It goes in the direction where I feel it should have, and so I was really happy. I think the only thing I wasn't crazy about is Sammo Hung doing calligraphy. That did nothing for me.
Oh, that was okay. It wasn't... I mean, it was like the same gag over and over, which is like he's very... He's a very competent martial artist, but he's also clumsy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that's the whole running gag of that scene, and that's actually his whole persona. I love watching him. We have a lot of comedy moments because, like, he has a daughter who's kind of like opposite of Yun Biu, as Yun Biu's quote unquote trained or not being trained by Lam Ching Ying. You know, Sammo Hung's like actively trying to train his daughter. And, you know, this daughter character, like, anytime she's, even looks like she's in the slightest bit of trouble, Sammo Hung just, like, rushes out of nowhere and just, like, appears in the scene. Oh,
man, that was one of my favorite re-entrances. The daughter thinks that Yun Biu was trying to get with her, and so she screams out to her dad, Sammo Hung, and the next shot is him jumping through the window. Just
bursting through the window.
Oh, man, so good.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. No, the comedic timing is just perfect. I really thought that the movie is just very entertaining all throughout, and I didn't have many problems with it, except for the ending. I've always found the ending very rushed. It never felt like, never sat well with me, because not only did I not like the outcome, I mean, like, because, you know, you actually get invested with the characters. I'm not gonna say any more than that, but you get invested with the characters, you actually expect one thing to happen, or rather, like, something not to happen. But, like, I guess it's, like, typical of these movies of this era. It's, like, you know, like, you need something to drive the main character to go forward, etc. But, like, oh, man, it just felt, like, so rushed at the end. It was, like, oh, I kind of wanted this. If this was going to happen, this should happen earlier. So, like, we can really sit with it, let us digest that information, and then the final fight will be more impactful.
Well, I mean, it is a Hong Kong movie, and you just, they always end abruptly sometimes.
Yeah.
And this one... Yeah. It ends abruptly. It kind of ends abruptly, and I do wish we got to sit with it just a little bit, because we've been with these characters this whole time, where we get our catharsis from the fight, and then it's just like, bam, movie's over, and you're just like, oh, yeah. Like, so the pacing just felt a little off at the end there.
Yeah, yeah. And we even set up, I really can't talk about it any more than, like, unless we actually spoil it. So, like,
well, let's talk about the action then.
Yeah, well, yeah, for sure. Yeah, like, we'll talk about the action as a whole. You know what? I'd say the action's pretty good. I surprisingly like any scene with Lam Ching Ying the most.
Yeah.
Like, for, by far. Like, but it's funny because Yuen Biu is the star of the movie, but he is positioned to be, like, a student of sorts. He's not a master until basically end of the movie. You know how all these movies are. You know, like, they're, you know, like, you don't become a master until the very end. So he isn't supposed to be the best, you know, on-screen fighter for the longest time. But it's funny I say that because he is doing most of the stunts in the movie, just, like, doubling for everyone else. He'll double for Sammo, he'll double for Lam Ching Ying, but him as a character, him as the, you know, on, like, physically on screen and you seeing his face, he's, like, he's not doing as much. Like, not until the very, very end of the film. So, yeah, it's funny. It's, like, it's both a showcase of Yuen Biu and also not.
Man, so... I didn't realize that Lam Ching Ying was in this movie, most famous for his Mr. Vampire role. Once that movie took off, he basically just did that, like, forever. Mm-hmm. Yep. And so this is 81. After seeing this, I kind of wish he didn't get popular for Mr. Vampire. He's a really competent martial artist. Like, he's great in this movie. It's kind of funny because when you watch the beginning, it feels like we're still in that bridge point, that evolution point where we get a little bit of the metronome stuff, but they realize that you can't stick too long with certain fights and you have to cut every now and then.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the speed is kind of there. Like you're seeing that in the beginning anyway. It still feels kind of like an older movie, but once Lam Ching Ying fights the main villain, like that one fight,
oh man,
like their speed and the timing and the quick cuts, it, you're just like, whoa, like this movie changed the action, like, sure. Just changed. It dropped on a dime, and everything in the beginning of the movie, it starts to feel like, oh, okay, I think that might have been intentional because we were seeing Yuen Biu fight at a slower speed because he wasn't as good as Lam Ching Ying. And even when Lam Ching Ying was fighting in the beginning too, like, that was him just fighting people below him. It isn't until he fights with the villain or the protagonist or the antagonist, you're just like, oh shit, these guys are just on another level. Yes, that's why they're so much faster.
Yeah, yeah, that fight is great. It really is. But I mean, not to put down the earlier fights too. Like, I surprisingly like them as well. Like, my favorite is the one fight with Yuen Biu literally just meets Lam Ching Ying for the first time, and then they're having this playful opera fight.
Mm-hmm.
I surprisingly like that. It's well, comedic. It's
cute.
And
it's very cute. Yes, I don't think we've ever discussed a fight that incorporated music into it.
Well, maybe one day.
Well, I mean, well, this one more specifically, singing more specifically, you know, Chinese opera.
Mm-hmm,
but that was really fun that they're having a musical exchange in addition to a physical exchange.
Well, in Pull No Punches, the American version, they cut this scene out, which is such a bummer. Such a bummer. Because it is fun. From what I've heard, I mean, like, this is no secret, you know, like, the Yuen Biu and Jackie and Sammo, like, they came from Peking Opera, like, you know, they came from the opera troupe before that, so like, them being able to use this, and Lam Ching Ying is also, you know, was part of the opera troupe, like, he was actually known for playing, playing the female roles, so this is, like, him fitting right back into, like, his old former
duties,
you know, roles before. Yeah, duties, I guess. It's weird because Lam Ching Ying throughout the whole movie doesn't have eyebrows.
And I was going to say, he's like the fucking Terminator. what the hell?
Yeah, but I mean, watching them, like, play it up, I was like, oh, this is... They were, like, surprisingly very natural at this. And I generally did enjoy the fight. Like, it was, like, incorporating the silly... or like the fanciful opera-esque like music numbers, but then the hits are a little bit more realistic. You know, like when you watch opera, like Chinese opera fights, they're like, it's all just like, it's basically like wuxia on stage. And it's like, it doesn't, it's like wuxia on stage, but like there's no hard hits, obviously. Yeah. So it's like, oh, it's like a melding of the two, which I do appreciate a lot. Yeah, like the action, I think in general, it's pretty good. I think, as a whole though, like it's not my favorite. I think it's still okay. I think it's just overshadowed because I think as a whole, the movie is so good from a story standpoint. Like even when the action isn't fantastic, the story holds up and gets my engagement. Mm-hmm. So like that's what like really keeps me invested in the movie throughout. Oh my god, I basically spoiled my opinion of the action in the movie already. So I don't know if we need to do an action segment anymore.
Yeah, I like the action a lot in this, but I completely agree with you. The story is just so engaging that when the action isn't like the best, when it's just, hey, we're gonna fight because we need to fight because we're, you know, Hong Kong, yeah, 80s movie, and we throw in random fights here and there, it's just fine. But
it's fine.
You're, yeah, just like, exactly. Okay, well, let's get back to the story because the story's actually, you know, we're actually engaged in these characters. Let's see what's gonna happen next.
Exactly. And I'd say, I mean, we mentioned that training montage sequence after the halfway point. I think we sit for like 30 to 40 minutes where it's part training montage, part character development. We don't get a fight until the very end of the film.
I would kind of say no, because the training montage is also fighting. It's broken up with a lot of dialogue because because Lam Cheng Ying and Sammo Hung, who are now training Yun Biao in the different styles of Wing Chun, they are literally explaining their moves while they're fighting, and he is, you know, getting the brunt end of it because he's like, you know, he's learning everything. But it is food. Yeah. It is move. There's a lot of choreography being used because they need to physically show him how to do this stuff.
Yeah. That's not a complaint at all. I appreciate that scene, that sequence a lot. Like that whole long detour that we take in the movie, it really does flesh out a lot of the characters and really does explain Yun Biu's evolution throughout the whole thing. I don't know, like, I guess, like, my only, it's not really a complaint, but I do notice a lot of Sammo movies, there's always a character with asthma, and I'm like, it's not a complaint, but I'm like, how convenient is it that we always have one person with, like, deadly asthma, and
really?
Like, otherwise,
what other character had asthma in another Sammo
movie? Man, too.
Sammo had asthma.
He had asthma.
Oh, like, right.
Everyone's like, you know, you always have the one character who's like really a great master, but his biggest hindrance is asthma. Maybe Sammo himself has asthma.
Maybe that's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, but it just seems, I mean, like that basically becomes a big hindrance in the movie for one reason or another. But, it's not even a complaint. It's just something just observed. Yeah, no, Prodigal Son's great. I can't really talk about it anymore without going into spoilers or talking more in-depth of the action. So, like, are we gonna... I guess we're going to the action segment, right?
Yeah, so if you want to hear more in-depth detail about the story, because we are going to spoil some stuff, it is a fun movie, and I don't want to ruin some of those, you know, little twists or those little moments. So, we're going to go into those details, and you can follow us on Patreon, and if you support us, you can get the whole episode, which will probably be an hour longer than this, because we usually go into detail in the movie and detail into the action.
Yep, and since we're capping off Yun Biu month, we have a whole bunch of other episodes that are going to be up online that didn't make it as a full episode, but they are... mini episodes that we'll cover for just like generally reviewing other films of his. I guess we'll keep it as another Patreon bonus. But go check us out. And now we're gonna talk about the action and more shit about the movie. So here we go. Hey guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. We're at the point where we give our recommendations, but there's a whole wealth of audio you would be listening to here if you follow us on Patreon. There you can listen to the entire episode, including an exclusive action breakdown of the fights in the movie. But you can still support us by liking us on all the things and watch this and other episodes on YouTube with visual cues to accompany our discussion. And now on to our final thoughts.
So is that Prodigal Son?
That's Prodigal Son.
All right.
Yeah. Great. The only way to end Yun Biu month, right? unless we want to do Righting Wrongs again. Good film. This is your first time watching it, right?
This is my first time watching it. Yeah, I've been holding back. I mentioned in the Patreon section, whenever somebody posted a GIF of the fiery flag fight, I was always hoping we would talk about this one, because the visual of that little moment is amazing, and to see it in context, even better. So I'm really happy we finally got to talk about this one.
I said this in the beginning, and I said this throughout the Patreon section, but the story is what keeps me interested in this movie. The action's okay. It can be really good at times, especially it kind of feels like a Lam Ching Ying show for a portion of it when you want to see like the really good fights. Yun Biu is awesome, kind of like from a behind the scenes standpoint when he's doing the stunt work and stuff, but it's not really about him in terms of the physicality. What really drives it is just like the characters and the story. It's really well paced and really, you really are invested in much of the plot. So, you definitely would want to check this movie out for that reason alone. But the action's just okay. I'd say go check it out. The firefight is good. The opera scene is kind of fun. The ending. It's okay. Zero. What's your fresh take on this, since this is your first time watching this?
Yeah, no, I really, really enjoyed the movie as a whole. Just a good experience overall. Like the characters. I was surprised I liked the story. And when we get to the lull in the middle, when everybody has, is getting away with their tail between their legs, actually liked the comedy, surprisingly enough. And Sammo didn't like hijack the end of the movie as well. Like, he's there, he's a definitely prominent character at the end, but he's not like, all right, I'm gonna help Yun Biu out and take care of the final bad guy, which is what I was expecting. So that didn't happen. So I really enjoyed it. Definitely recommend this movie. I think I like the action a lot more than you did. In my mind, what I would do with that last fight is I would edit out all those lulls, because for me the only thing I didn't like is all the stopping and starting. I did like the choreography a lot. I like this style of Wing Chun, because I'm used to seeing Wing Chun Donnie Yen just kind of hijacked it. So it's refreshing for me to see a different take on it. Like I don't remember Donnie Yen throwing so many elbows as much. Like I think like that makes sense to me in close quarters, because like there's, they're using the shoulders a lot as well.
You're just describing Thai boxing right now.
But I like this movie a lot. The action is pretty good. It's not like the best, but I think choreography wise it's there for certain scenes, and the speed is definitely there for certain scenes, considering this is 1981. So like this is like a great start to where the more modern, quote unquote modern stuff that we like is definitely going in this direction.
Like, wow, it's amazing that this is like early 80s, because it definitely has the trapping, some of the older tropes from early or late 70s martial arts films, but like, hey, this is definitely starting to move in the direction of like more modern martial arts movies. Go watch it for the action, for the story. Is this not your favorite Yun Biu movie? Because this is easily my favorite, like by far, like even more than Righting Wrongs. Like, I can say that definitively, even though I love Righting Wrongs.
Right. Yeah, maybe I misspoke. I think overall, like, this might be my favorite movie. It's just because, like, the whole movie, like, I can watch this whole movie. Like, I don't care about the fights. I think general Yuen Biu fans probably like Righting Wrongs the best. That's usually what I hear from his favorites. I watched way too many Yuen Biu movies this month. Yeah. If you want to hear about that, we made mini Patreon episodes for it. Yeah, maybe I'll take that back. Yeah, this might be my favorite Yuen Biu movie.
Okay, not to twist your arm and change your opinion, but yeah, right. I mean, also go check out all those episodes with you where you just guide me through all the Yuen Biu movies that we didn't talk about in more detail, because those are a gem.